The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
And serving it away, Cameron Preston at 22-17. Miner is blocked. And Gruel gets another one. Sophie Gruel with two big ace blocks late here in game two. And it's 23-17. Four in a row for Wilcox-Hildreth.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Wilcox-Hildreth Triangular featuring Axtell, Southern Valley, and the host Falcons. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
SCM to the middle again, going to the offhand, tipping it across is Pierce. Axtell is able to get it up front, the attack down, and good. Kit Wells with her third kill.
All three teams are off to good starts this September, but all three are from different classes. Will C2 Southern Valley have the upper hand, or will the Class D schools come up big tonight? We'll find out next in the Falcons Triangular, but first in a New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Wilcox-Hildreth High School with sports editor Doug Duda.
Right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, around here, our land is our life. Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. We understand that. We're a community ag bank. We know agriculture. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Wilcox-Hildreth High School for continuing coverage of high school volleyball on this Thursday night. The Falcon Triangular with Wilcox-Hildreth and Axtell, our final match of the evening. Was third school that was here. They went 1-1. A straight set victory over the Falcons, 25-15 and 25-22. And then in a hard-fought battle with Axtell, Axtell beat Southern Valley 25-19, 25-18. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's the second meeting of the year between Axtell and Wilcox-Hildreth. Earlier in the month was a three-setter, two games to one, Axtell defeating Wilcox-Hildreth, and that was on this gymnasium. So Axtell's playing here for the second time, where they came over and beat Shelton and Wilcox-Hildreth on the same night. We'll look at the starting lineups right after this.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for Axtell, their first server is number 3, 5'10 sophomore Sophie Mello. Followed by number 7, a 5'4 sophomore Ashley Snell. Number 8, a 5'5 sophomore Reagan Miller. Number 2, 5'10 senior Hannah Kering. Number 4, 5'6 senior Sam Trampy. Number 6, 5'4 senior Kit Wells. And the libero, number 5, 5'7 sophomore Season Melima. Head coach of the Axtell Wildcats, Brad Nelson, assisted by Darla Steinbrink and Shayla Nelson. They're now 9-1 on the season, ranked 4th in Class D1. For the Falcons of Wilcox-Hildreth, their first server will be number 2, a 5'5 junior, Alex Wojcieski. Number 4 is a 5'6 senior, Riley Jenkins. Number 6 is a 5'9 junior, Cameron Preston. Number 18 is a 5'10 junior, Ashley Nichols. Number 21, a 5'10 junior, Sophie Gruel. And number 10, a 5'3 junior, Emily Bertram. No libero for head coach Mike Smith, assisted by Lynette Gruel and Karen Pates, along with Leslie Henriksen, 6-4 on the season for the Falcons. That's the starting line. It's brought to you by Five Points Bank, the best bank in Kearney. And we'll get our third and final match underway after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wilcox, and Axtell, and, of course, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. Again, earlier tonight, it was Southern Valley splitting their matches, falling Wilcox, beating Wilcox Hildreth in two, and then a two-set win over, let's try that again. They beat Wilcox with a two, lost to Axtell in two. Major League Baseball underway on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Royals starting their final series of the year as they take on the Chicago White Sox. And then we've got football action going on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Thursday night football, the New York Giants are in Washington to take on the Redskins. A little college football, Texas Tech and Oklahoma State 7-7, end of the first quarter. Later tonight, a top 15 battle, Arizona State and UCLA. Royals have scored in the top of the first, a 1-0 lead over the White Sox as they continue to play in the top of the first inning. And we will get you other scores as we move along here with baseball action. Detroit leading Minnesota 2-0 in the middle of the fourth. They're about ready to wrap up the Central. So here we go. First serve. Axtell has won the toss, and Melamo will serve it away, and we are underway in the first swing, blocked by Kring up front on the attack from Cameron Preston, and then it is blocked out of bounds on the attack by Kring Point for Axtell. So Melamo picks up the service point. Kring picks up the kill. 1-0 Axtell, service across. Handled there by Wojcieski. Set outside again, and the cut around the double block is out of bounds by Preston. 2-0 Axtell. So trying to immediately take it away from that Kring block. Melamo's serve. That one's across to Gruel. Tipped across on a two ball for the kill. Riley Jenkins dumps it across as the center. And Wilcox Hildreth is on the board. Score is 2-1. As we said, all three teams playing here tonight are in different sub-districts. Southern Valley is in the Gothenburg sub-district with Cambridge, Hershey, North Platte, St. Pat's, who's really good, and Perkins County as the serve is across. Rolling it off the block is Miller. Dig is made by Bergstrom and punched across. Overpassed, and it hit the net and fell over. A break there for the Axtell Wildcats, just passing it out of the back row. And they get a break with that one trickling over. 3-1. Serving it is Snell. Takes it across to Wojcieski. Here is the set. Middle attack from the big Wilcox Hildreth middle in Ashley Nichols. They'll take it up front, and punching it across will be Miller. On the swing by Wilcox Hildreth. It's blocked by Kring. They'll set it back to Kring. Hannah in the middle takes it off the tape. The dig is made by Preston. Set back in the middle. Swing that time by Nichols. We've got a long rally going. Kring one-on-one goes around the block. Dug out by Emily Bergstrom. Set to the outside. Preston over the double block. And the dig is made by Wells. Not a lot of heat on these yet. Trying to tap it through the double block is Kring. And then it's returned for a Wilcox Hildreth point. Nichols just passed it right back over. And Kring and her center looked at each other, and the ball fell between them. Point Falcons. And in to serve, Christina Borgman. One of the few substitutions for Coach Smith in his regular rotation. Serve across. Kring from the outside takes it off the block of Gruel. Down and good. Hannah with her second kill. Continuing just to talk about those districts a little bit later on. Axtell, of course, is in D1. They'll be at the Lexington sub-district with Amherst, Elm Creek, and Overton all out of the conference, so they'll be very familiar with each other as the serve is across, and Kring gets the block on the kill attempt by Preston. First eight block of the match. Axtell now leads it. A score of 5-2. Reagan Miller at the service line. The other side of the Axtell district, though, a little tougher. Blue Hills in there. But then Shelton, Red Cloud, Kennesaw, and Harvard as the serve goes into the net here for the Wildcats. And with the error, Wilcox Hildreth will serve it away. Cameron Preston flips it right down the middle. At Bellama, stays in the back row. Run down there by Miller. Has to be bumped across by Snell. Free ball here as it's set up by Jenkins. The attack is going to be taken over by Bergstrom. Just a 5-3 outside hitter, so has a hard time getting it over the block without lofting it. Dug up and put away by Wells at another Axtell point. Second kill for Kitt. 6-3, Axtell. We'll talk Wilcox Hildreth here in just a moment as the serve floats across from Kring, who's now in the back row. Here's Gruel, left-hand tip across. Dug out by Miller. Set to the outside. Wells rolls it over the double block. That's good enough. Wells finding some early momentum. And the D2 sub-district that Wilcox Hildreth will be competing in is the D26 over at Hastings St. Cecilia. Giltner is there, and that's about all you need to know. Serve is across. Bergstrom on the return. Just got the tape. Ellie Bergstrom with her first kill. Anyway, in there with Wilcox Hildreth, Silver Lake, Little Lutheran, but then two really good teams, Lawrence Nelson and Giltner, with a lot of history. 7-4 the score. Serve is across. Back at Wilcox Hildreth, Gruel in the middle, takes it over the block of Melama. Good silk throw by Kring. Now Wells, blocked by Gruel. Ace blocked by Sophie Gruel. And a point for Wilcox Hildreth. So 7-5 your score. The Gruel block. And the serve away again by Riley Jenkins to the outside. It's going to be driven down by Wells. Already 4 kills for Wells, 2 for Kring, and an ace block. They are earning majority of their points right now on the Axtell sideline. And it is 8-5. Back to serve it, Sam Trampy. First set, final match of the evening. And they will back up Preston. She'll get it up to Jenkins. At the cross by Gruel. And it's blocked back at her, I guess, and down by Melama. Point Axtell, 9-5. And Trampy will serve again. Puts it across here to Wojcieski. Good pass to the center, Jenkins. Outside off the back foot, Preston rolls off the block of Melama. Run down by Snell, bumped across by Wells. To Wojcieski, set up there by Borgman. Has to be passed across, free ball, Axtell. Snell, slide, Melama from the right wing, takes it down. Sophie hits that tape quite a bit on her attacks. She's just a sophomore, but at 5'10", learning her game. 10-5, Axtell leading it here in game one. Trampy on the serve. That one's a little shorter to Wojcieski. Again, another bump set. Again, some trouble to get to the center. As across it comes to Wells. No block there. And absolutely no block. And so a timeout will be called here as Kit Wells gets her 5th kill of the opening set. And it is 11-5. Axtell leading Wilcox Hildreth here in game one. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
A reminder, there's plenty of Friday night football, and we are going to be bringing it to you on our network of stations. including here on Classic Hits. We're bringing you the rivalry game, Wood River at Gibbon. Florida State former coach Bobby Bowden will be on hand for tomorrow night's game. So we're looking forward to bringing you that contest. We'll also have Kearney High Lincoln Southeast on ESPN 1460. Team St. Cecilia down for trouble on 1230 KH. Gruel on the attack. Dugout by Melamuz. We're back to action here. Gruel on the attack again. Dugout momentarily, but not good enough to bring it back. And Sophie Gruel will be credited with the kill. That's her first kill to go along with an ace block. And now Gruel will go back and serve it away, 11-6. And serve across by Gruel, set to the inside. Wills comes back against the grain, picked up by Jenkins, and it'll be punched over by Bergstrand. Back set, going to slide it back, a little wide open cross court. And Sophie with her second kill. Right back to Axton, not allowing Cox-Hilder to get anything done on their serve. 12-6 is your score. And Wells will fire a bullet across right at Gruel. Back set, Wojcieski tips it over the double block. Dig is made by Wells to the outside. Miller off the block of Wojcieski. It's good. Reagan Miller gets her first kill. Side out. Axtell, 13-6. Coach Mike Smith off the bench trying to get his girls in the right spot. And while that's going on, an ace serve. Kit Wells makes it 14-6. Axtell. Wells looking for more. Across it comes to Gruel. Set up by Jenkins. There's a good swing, but it was not tipped. It's deep by Ashley Nichols. And some real quick points now for Axtell. Wells looking for four in a row. Moves it around. Passed up there by Preston. Set made by Wojcieski. Has to be bumped across here by Nichols. Strong serving by Axtell is really messing things up for Wilcox-Hildreth. And the attack by Miller. She stuck it into the tape. And it came right back at her. Attack error. Point Wilcox-Hildreth to serve it away. Will be Emily Bergstrom. Bergstrom throws knuckleball back there to Kring. And a two-ball across by Snell is good. Ashley becomes the fifth Wildcat to get a kill here in the opening set. 16-7. And a substitution here for Wilcox-Hildreth. Sarah Earhart coming to play back for the Falcons. And Melama to serve it away. Takes it at Earhart, and the set is a little low, so it'll be bumped over by Preston. Stays in the back row, and Kring has to just set it across. Free ball here for Wilcox-Hildreth. They'll go to Nichols in the middle. She's blocked by Kring, or four hits. They're going to say four hits. So a point for Axtell. Up by 10 now, 17-7. As we're in our second time through the service rotation. Melama served very short. Stayed in the front row. Wilcox-Hildreth with a high bump set to Nichols, but couldn't get it down on the other side. She put it into her own net, and a timeout will be called here by Wilcox-Hildreth. It's all Axtell right now. Ended it by a score of 18-7. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
And welcome back. Again, as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sporting activity. Right now, we are out of the Wilcox-Hildreth timeout. They're trailing 18-7, game one to Axtell. They'll get it to the outside. Preston will put it down on her first swing. So we've seen a lot of that in our matches tonight. After a timeout, coming out and getting the very next point. Falcons do it there, and back to serve it away will be Alex Wojcieski, number one in their service rotation. And across it comes. Set the outside, Kring right down the line. Boy, there wasn't a group between the antenna and the attempted block there of Riley Jenkins. But Kring was able to find the gap and keep it on the floor. Her third kill to go along with an ace block, 19-8. Snell now to serve. Takes it across to Earhart. Set outside. Here's Preston off the block attempt from Trampy. Ricocheted free ball But Nicholson actually went off Trappy's shoulder, passed across. Wilcox has to try again with Preston, and in the net will be called on Axtell. So a point there for Wilcox. A lot of work being done on that point by Axtell, just trying to keep the ball alive. And for Wilcox, Eldrith, Christina Borgman to serve it away directly in front of us here as we watch from the stage at Wilcox Eldrith. She'll pop it into the back corner to Miller. Set, Crane. Crane drives it across for her fourth kill. So once again, Wilcox Eldrith, they just have 1 point on the serve. And are down 20-9 as Miller serves it across for the Wildcats. Here's a back set. Two Bergstrom drives off of Melama. Run down by Miller. Passed across there by Snell. Jenkins in the middle with the attack. Gruel took something off of it. Floated into the back row. And it's going to be tipped back across on the return to the ball by Sam Trampy. Rolls off the block down and good. And Sam will get her first kill. So all six starters have picked up a kill here in game one for Axtell. Miller with the serve. Again, straight away center. Gruel, attack over the double block. She'll terminate. Sophie with her second kill. Of course, the big story in sports, there's a lot of them, but Derek Jeter, the New York Yankees, are playing bottom of the third, 2-2, Yankees and Baltimore. As we come back to action here, the serve is going to be deep and out of bounds from Preston. So right back over to Axtell, up 22-10 in this set. Well, earlier we told you the Royals had taken a lead. That run has been taken off the board. As the serve comes across, rolled across by Gruel. Axtell tracks it down. They get it up to Wells, punches it over the double block to Bergstrom. Here's the set again. It'll Gruel. She'll take another one down. So third kill, side out. Wilcox Hildreth down 22-11, though, and Riley Jenkins will serve it away. And down the middle it goes. Wells are up 1-0, by the way, as we double-check. Slide right side. Axtell will take it down, and that was, couldn't see through the defense, that was Kit Wells to get her sixth kill of this set. 23-11, Trampy to serve it away for the Cats. High set, Bergstrom has to just tap it over the double block. Run down by Trampy, overpass, tapped across by Schnell. Free ball here for Wilcox Hildreth. They get it to Bergstrom, and in the net going to be called on Axtell. Coach Mike Smith talking with him earlier tonight, saying we're kind of a hitter short. I mean, you do, at 5'3", no matter how good Bergstrom is, that you just can't get direct shots over these double blocks, no matter how hard she tries, as Melama dumps it in her own net. And finally a point on the serve here for Sophie Gruel and the Falcons, 23-13. And Gruel fires it away again to Kring right in the back middle. Set to the outside for Wells. She softly rolls it off the block of Nichols and gets another kill. Kit Wells on fire with seven here in the first set. And his game point, Axtell, 24-13. First a substitution, though. Getting a chance to come in for a point will be Megan Gelding. And the serve by Wells. Cuts it across. Nobody takes it. It's an ace serve. Her second of the set, and that is the end of game one. Axtell 25 and Wilcox Hildreth 13. We'll come back and look at the numbers after this timeout on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kid's menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Let's take a look now at the first set statistics. First off, for Wilcox Hildreth, I had Riley Jenkins with a service point and a kill, Cameron Preston a kill, Emily Bergstrom a kill, Ashley Nichols a kill, Sophie Gruhl a service point, an ace block, and three kills. Seven kills, one ace block, no ace serves for the Lady Falcons. For the Lady Cats, Anna Kring had an ace block and four kills, Sophie Melema an ace block and two kills, Sam Trampy two service points and a kill, Season Melema four service points, big set for Kit Wells, four service points, two of them were aces, seven kills. Ashley Snell, a kill, and Reagan Miller, two service points, one kill. I had Axtell for 16 kills, two ace blocks, two serves. It's the game one from Wilcox Hildreth, 25-13. And we'll be back with second set action from the Falcon Triangular right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
As we come back to action, starting game two, Ashley Nichols will record a kill for Wilcox Hildreth, and now it rattles off of Wilcox Hildreth, and we are tied at one. Axtell will get the volleyball, and Season Melema will serve it across. Dumped into the net there as the pass was low, and all that Riley Jenkins thought she could do was try to punch it over and just couldn't get any elevation on it. Point Axtell, 2-1. Melema serve. Down the middle of Bergstrom, set to the outside, back in the middle of Nichols. She takes it off the tape, dug out by Melema, set to the outside for Miller. She'll set it over Nichols' block. Nichols on a two-ball return, and it's run down. Trampy's able to keep it in play, passed across by Schnell. Free ball here, middle for Nichols, takes it off the block of Kring, and it's good. Ashley Nichols with a couple of early kills here in game number two to tie things at two. And number two, Alex Volucheski back to serve it away. So the twos are wild right now. Serve down the left side to Trampy. Here comes Kring with her first swing of the set, and it's good off the double block. Hannah, fifth kill, 3-2, Axtell. Snell will go back and serve it away. Again, our next volleyball action is Tuesday, Grand Island Central Catholic at Kearney Catholic Duel, about 7:15 here on Classic Hits from Cope Gymnasium. Here's the attack. Preston off the double block. It's dug up. They go to Miller. Miller goes corner, and Reagan gets the kill. Number two for Reagan. 4-2 Axtell. Axtell 9-1 with the win over Wickelcox Hildreth earlier this month. Falcons are 6-4. Serve is floated across here, and it's picked up. Block at the net, and out of bounds. Give the point to Axtell. Kring is there again. And the serve across by Snell. 5-2. Here's the roll. Picked up in the back row by Kit Wells. Up to Miller. She'll tap it across. Set middle for Nichols. Nichols, is it tipped? No, it was off the net and out of bounds. It really changed directions. I thought maybe it had come off the hand of Kring. Instead, it is 6-2. Schnell serves another one. Here's the bump set. Nichols from a little off the net. Melema with the dig. Trampy with the set. Middle attack by Kring. Angle corner. Down and good. Hannah with her sixth kill unofficially. And Axtell's got a little run going here. 7-2. Game two. Won the opener 25-13. Earlier tonight, Axtell beat Southern Valley 25-19, 25-18. Southern Valley beat Wilcox Hildreth 25-15, 25-22. Server cross, Jenkins dumps it over on a two ball. Axtell's ready, and they get a quick outside, and Kring will terminate. And right now, they're clicking again. Axtell, 8-2. Coach Smith said the last time they played him, one of the reasons they were able to win a set and play it three times was they were able to get him a little bit out of system and get him in a lull. Axtell hasn't been in a lull yet. Ball's on their side of the net, set to the middle. Miller will tap it across. Saw the momentum going that way, and she'll get the kill. Reagan with her third kill, and a timeout by Wilcox Hildreth. It is all Axtell right now. Ashley Snell has served up six in a row, a 7-0 run. It's 9-2 Axtell with the lead, and we'll take a timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here from Wilcox Hildreth. And it is 7-0, New York Giants midway through the first quarter, Thursday night football over the Washington Redskins. Larry Donald, five-yard touchdown reception. Serve across. Axtell has jumped out to a 9-2 lead here at Wilcox Hildreth in game two. Crane on the attack. Nice dig in the back row that time by Bergstrom. Shoved across by Nichols. The dig by Melama. They're going quick on both sides. The ball's in the back row. And it falls on the Falcons side. 10-2. One of the few times that the team, the timeout, didn't score right out of the break. So Snell just keeps on clipping along. That's nearly an ace. Good dig out there by Wojcieszky, and then it's returned into the net anyway. Nichols had it hit the tape and come right back at her. 11-2, Axtell. Points are going so quick right now, and can't even keep up with Snell. She's just like living back here at that service line. Short serve to Nichols. Here's the set, Jenkins. They're going to try something different, and it's going to be taken across and just deep by Preston off the back line. 10 in a row for Axtell. Whenever our match concludes, it is the New West Sports postgame show, brought to you, of course, by our friends at New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And finally, we have got a serve that goes deep and out of bounds, and that will give the ball back over to Wilcox Hildreth. But they lost the first set 25-13, and they're down 12-3 here in game two. A lot of work to do, and Christina Borgman will try and get it started. Her serve is across to Wells. Here's the set outside. Kring comes into the left corner, and her attack is down and good. And a Kring with her match-high eighth kill now. Wells had seven in the first set, but they haven't had to go to her yet. She's been stuck in the back row during that long run. Now she's up front as the serve is across by Reagan Miller. Handled by Bergstrom, close to the net. They'll get it out of the net to Gruhl. She'll set it up, tap it across. Now here is the swing by Kring, and Hannah will get number nine. And she's not missing now. 14-3, Axtell. They have come in maybe with a little bit different look. No intention of going three sets, it appears, like they did last time the teams played. Serve down the middle of Wojcieszky. Backs it to Preston. Rolls it off the block, and Cameron gets the kill. Second one for Preston. Wilcox Hildreth gets a much-needed side out. 14-4 Axtell. Game two after they won the opener. And waiting for the whistle, Preston to serve it away for Wilcox Hildreth. And Preston serve down the middle to Melama. Good pass to Snell. Set right side. Kring angles it across. Wojcieszky with the overpass right back to Axtell. They'll go to Wells. Wells on the angle from left to right. Gets it down. First kill of this set, but eighth of the match for Kit Wells. And now Hannah Kring will go back and serve it away. Kring ready to fire it up. And the serve from the far left corner. Keeps it on that side. And again, some miscommunication. Two players peel out of the way at the same time. And it's a gift ace that time. That is the first service point for Kring of the match. And obviously her first ace. And we're going to see a substitution. Sarah Earhart will check in, play a little back row here for Wilcox Hildreth and Coach Smith. Mini jump serve across. Handled by Wojcieszky. Good high set this time. The attack across by Bergstrom. Dug out by Miller to the outside. Wells rips at it down and good. Kit Wells, number nine. And Axtell has just got it on cruise control right now. Staying aggressive with this big a lead. You can be freewheeling, a little harder serves, a little bigger swings at the net. And the serve across to Earhart. Overpass at the net. Has to be redirected on a two ball by Jenkins. Overpass right back by Miller. Left-handed swing that time by Gruhl is dug out and passed across. Free ball. Gruhl goes up and drives it down. But there was an in-the-net violation on Wilcox-Hildreth. So even when they win a good point like that, somebody has a violation. And point, Axtell. Final timeout for Wilcox-Hildreth. Axtell won the opener 25-13, and they are cruising 18-4 in Game 2 at Wilcox-Hildreth. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Carney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits. Hannah Crane just the way. Once again, that's three straight for her. That one successfully in. Set out to Gruhl. Drives into the back middle. Dug out by Snell to the outside. Wells, her attack is going to be deep. And the air will give the ball back to the Falcons. 18-5 is your score. Serving it up for Wilcox-Hildreth. Riley makes it slot right side. Well takes it off the block of Gruhl and it stays in the kill. 10 for Kent, 9 for Hannah Crane unofficially. The 1-2 punch here in this second match for Axtell. And that means Sam Trampy ready to serve it away. Trampy slops a short one and it's too short. I don't think that was her intent to try and just droop it over. She just actually hit it. And so I'm here for Wilcox-Hildreth, and Gruhl will serve it across. Sends it right at Wells, send it back to Kitsch. She'll knock it across the net. And one more time, here comes Bergstrom to tap it over in the middle. It's wide open that time. And a kill for Emily Bergstrom. Point Wilcox-Hildreth, and Gruhl will get to serve it away again. Serve a little deeper this time. Picked up by Kring. Set it to the outside to Melema. The set was a little wide, and she didn't get a very good swing on it. Out of bounds it goes. Point Wilcox-Hildreth. 19-8. But the Falcons at least have scored three here in a row. Trying to make it look a little more respectable. Wells on the angle attack. Good up that time by Jenkins. Set in the middle. Nichols missed the corner. Out of bounds. 20-8. Axtell. High school tomorrow night, as we told you, Wilcox-Hildreth, their six-man game at home, homecoming with Hayes Center. Serve across, sets off the mark, and it's because they're going to call, well, there's a foot violation. Stepping into the net, trying to stay out of the net, that foot usually can cross. For Axtell, they're home for football tomorrow against Arapaho. And the Southern Valley, who was also here tonight, they'll travel to Superior. Superior just off that 32-game losing streak, their first win last week. Kittles to serve at 21-8. Outside attack. Nichols got a swing. Blocked by Melema. Set right back across. And then Melema trying to go with a quick return. Put it into her own net. Point here for the Falcons. And back to serve it away will be Emily Bergstrom. And the junior slaps it down the middle. Kring has to go real low to grab it. Snell with a bump set. And it's just punched across there by Miller. Dig by Bergstrom. Jenkins sets it to the outside. And it's down to Preston. Third kill for Cameron. And Wilcox-Hildreth not just laying down, trying to put some more points on the board here after just getting rolled up early in this set. Good job by them. Bergstrom serve. Again, they'll take it at Kring. Here's the set for Miller on the left front. And she'll drive through the block of Nichols. Down and good. Fourth kill for Reagan Miller. Axtell, 22. Wilcox-Hildreth, 10. Season Miller to serve it. 3 points away from match. And the serve. Down the look goes to Bergstrom. Pass mark, so he can bump it across. The game is Megan Gell. She'll pass for Kring with a soft tip over, and they weren't ready for that one. Dropped it right in the donut hole. Anna Kring with her 10th kill, 6 of them here in this set. 2 points away from the victory, and the sweep is Axtell. And Coach Brad Nelson going to go to the bench here. and bring in number one, Cameron Rush, at 23-10, game two. And the serve. Across it comes Bergstrom, set middle, and well off the net with the swing that time is Nichols, and it showed as it sailed wide and out of bounds. And it is match point here for Axtell, a point away from their 10th win. Season Malmö serve it, and the serve down the middle to Bergstrom. Here's the pass to the outside. The attack going to be taken down and good by Preston, and that will keep the game alive. And serving for Wilcox Hildreth will be Megan Jeldon until this one is over. 24-11 the score. Match point number two for Axtell. Serve across to Season Malmö. Set by Snell outside. Here comes the All-Stater Crane. She'll put it down and good, and that is the end of the match. The match high 11th kill for Hannah Kring on the final swing. And Axtell a lot easier this time than the previous meeting this month with Wilcox Hildreth when they went three sets. 25-13, 25-11. Axtell goes 2-1 or 2-0 tonight. 1-1 for Southern Valley. And for the host, Wilcox Hildreth, they're going to drop them both. They go to 6-5, Axtell 10-1. Coming up here, we'll be bringing you the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Final stats, maybe a word from the coach. Stay with us here on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth for our post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Well, all three matches did go straight sets tonight, and Axtell is the beneficiary as they win him 25-13, 25-11 over Wilcox Hildreth. And Southern Valley, they beat them 25-19, 25-18. The first match tonight, Southern Valley beat Wilcox Hildreth 25-15 and 25-22. Let's take a look at some of the final numbers that we have for you right here, starting with Wilcox Hildreth in this second set. Cameron Preston had 3 kills. Emily Bergstrom, a service point and a kill. Ashley Nichols had 2 kills. And Sophie Gruel had 3 service points. 6 kills. No ace blocks, and no ace serves for the Lady Falcons of Wilcox Hildreth in set number 2. For the Axtell Lady Wildcats, Hannah Kring, big set. She had 3 service points. 1 was an ace. She had an ace block, and she had 8 kills in that game. Slide down to Season Melima, who had 3 service points. Kit Wells had 3 kills. Ashley Snell ran 9 in a row off at the service line. Reagan Miller had a service point and 3 kills. 14 kills, 1 ace block, 1 ace serve. Axtell takes the second set 25-11 to win tonight's match in 2 sets. We'll come back and give you a look at the cumulative stats right after this on the New West postgame show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
Now let's take a look at the cumulative final stats here on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Here's what I had for Wilcox Hildreth. Riley Jenkins, one service point, one kill. Cameron Preston, four kills to lead the way. Emily Bergstrom, a service point of two kills. Ashley Nichols had three kills. Sophie Gruel, three service points, an ace block, and three kills. 13 kills, one ace block, no ace serves. The Falcons fall to 6-5 on the season. But again, remember, they're D2 playing a D1 and a C2, a couple of schools tonight. So they were the underdog in both, and they're now 6-5. Coming up next, they will try and get back in the winner's circle tomorrow against an 8-2 Hayes Center team that comes out as part of the volleyball football homecoming doubleheader. And then they're back home again next Thursday for a triangular with Amherst and Loomis, who are both in the middle of the pack here of the conference. Amherst actually maybe even a little bit surprising, set to the 2 spot right now at 8-3 behind Axtell. Loomis is 5-7. Final numbers I had for Axtell, led by Hannah Kring, three service points. One was an ace, two ace blocks, and a match high, 11 kills. Sophie Melba had an ace block and two kills. Sam Trampy, two service points and a kill. Season Melba had seven service points. Kit Wells, four service points, two of them aces, 10 kills. Ashley Snell, nine service points to lead the way. And that was all early in the second set to put a good run on. So Snell with the nine service points, one kill. Reagan Miller, three service points and four kills. 30 kills, three ace blocks, three ace serves. Axtell is now 10-1 with a 25-13, 25-11 victory, as they get that done here today over Wilcox Hildreth. And up next for Axtell, they will head to Harvard a couple of times. Not a couple of times. It's a four-team round robin, I guess I should say. And that is coming up on the 30th of the month. And what is that, Tuesday? that's where my days are right now. Coming up for Axtell, they will be playing teams like Harvard and Meridian. And, again, they're on the road until the conference tournament. They'll be the number one seed, get to host on that opening night. But that's the next time that they will be at home. We'll take a break, chat with Coach Brad Nelson after this on the New West Post Game Show.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Back on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, Coach Brad Nelson gives us a couple of minutes here as Axtell comes out and gets down to business, I'd say, Brad. Starting with Wilcox Hildreth here, this was nothing like the first meeting earlier this month where they took you three sets. And I'm sure the girls were pretty focused to step up in class, C2, play a Southern Valley team that had really good players, and especially in Laura McInturf being one of those. But let's start with this one here. After the big match, your girls didn't let down at all, and they looked pretty good.
Yeah, you're always kind of worried about that letdown game, you know, after you win a big game against a great team. But they came out, stayed focused, you know, against Wilcox. I think tonight we did a better job of hitting around their block. We did a better job of playing defense. And I thought our passing was really good, and our blocking was really good tonight. You know, that was one area that, you know, maybe hasn't been our strong point throughout the year. But, you know, I thought tonight in both games they kind of came out and set the tone with the block and made it tough on those other hitters, because both teams have good hitters. So we knew that we needed to block tough and to play great defense.
As far as the Wilcox-Hildreth match, what are some of the things that were different this time than the first meeting besides the big block?
You know, I think that just defensively we played better. We played a lot smarter tonight. You know, we hit good spots. You know, we served really well, I thought. Moved it around to different spots. You know, made them pass the ball, you know, off the net. And, you know, I thought our setter Ashley did a great job of getting the ball to the hitters. You know, it just kind of an all around. I think we just kind of stepped up a little bit better. And, you know, Wilcox played really good first game. They probably didn't play quite as well tonight as they did the first time we played them. But you know, they're a solid team. And I'm sure, you know, when conference time rolls around, they're going to be back in it.
Southern Valley, we watched McInturf get 17 kills in the first match, and they were doing all the blocking. And I think sometimes when right away it gets shoved right back in your face like you guys were doing, I think it threw them off a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and we kind of said that we wanted to really try to dominate the net. And you know, I think maybe three out of the first four hits that they had, we got ace blocks. And, you know, that does set the tone, and, it, you know, it maybe gets into a hitter's head a little bit. And you know, I thought our front line did a great job, you know, controlling the net and getting at least touches on the ball to make it easier on the defense. Because Southern Valley, I mean, they got some great hitters.
Axtell's Brad Nelson with us here for just another minute. Talk about the improvement of your sophomores. They seem to all play well tonight.
Yeah, I think they have really stepped up. You know, I thought Sophie did a great job at the net tonight. Seasons, our libero, she made some great passes and some great defensive plays. Ashley is our setter. You know, she's really improved throughout the year. And then Reagan Miller is our outside hitter. You know, in that first game, she had about three kills in a row down the line. And then, you know, they move over to the line, and she's smart enough to hit it cross court. And so just their knowledge of the game is what, you know, really impresses me the most.
Well, up next, you go over to Harvard. What can you tell us about that?
We've got Harvard first, and then Meridian. And I know Harvard has struggled a little bit this year. Meridian, they've got Hofstetter girl that's really good, and she's an outside. Well, she hits a little outside and a little middle. She'll be a tough player. I expect them to be a pretty solid team. You know, and then on Thursday we've got Bertrand, and that we know that's always going to be a tough one. You know. They're at home. They're tough to beat at home. They always play solid there. So we've got a big week. Then we have Franklin on Friday, too. So you know, we got a solid week next week, and then kind of lead us in the conference tournament.
Well, I mentioned you guys don't get to go home. You'll get to host that first round of conference tournament. But, you know, outside of that, you're done until about the last 2 weeks of the season. So enjoy your time on the road, I guess, because you're going to be a lot.
Yeah. We aren't home until 25th of October, and that's our tournament at home. And then we have a triangular with Kennesaw and Blue Hill, which will be nice because Blue Hill is probably the top team on the other half of our sub. So, it'll be nice to be home at the end of the year anyway, I guess. But, yeah, we've got a lot of road trips.
Well, Brad, the kids look good tonight. Some enjoyable volleyball, and good to see you again.
Great, thanks.
Thanks, Brad. Brad Nelson, head coach of the Axtell Lady Cats. We'll wrap it up after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Well, you've been listening to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget our games are up shortly on the podcast. You can download and listen to them for free. Do want to take a look at some other volleyball that is going on tonight. We also want to update you on what's going on with football and baseball before we wrap things up here, but let's see if we've got any volleyball scores from tonight that we can pass along to you on this September the 25th, Thursday night for you, and then we'll get you on out of here. There's not a whole lot. Amherst did pick up two wins, though, in conference play tonight over at the Elwood Triangular. They beat Elwood in straight sets, and they beat Overton in three sets. Cambridge was a three-set winner over Arapahoe tonight, 3-0. Red Cloud in Triangular beats Shelton. SEM beats Loomis tonight, 25-23 in the third set to take that 2-1. Again, our next volleyball is next Tuesday, as we will be bringing you action, Grand Island Central Catholic at Kearney Catholic. And then I believe Thursday we've got the Pleasanton Triangular for you next Thursday. In between, here's what's coming up tomorrow night on Classic Hits. We have got the rivalry game with Wilbur at Gibbon. That'll be here on Classic Hits. Kearney High will host Lincoln Southeast on ESPN 1460. Donovan Trumbull will be taking on Hastings St. Cecilia over at Duncan Field tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS. And then Adams Central is playing Garing tomorrow night out at Garing, and that's on ESPN 1550. To listen to them online or to find out more information, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. And then, of course, after the football, the CPI Mr. Tire Scoreboard Show here on Classic Hits. Speaking of football, you got college and you got NFL going on in the National Football League. Thursday night football, the Giants 7, the Redskins nothing, just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter there. In the NCAA, Oklahoma State and Texas Tech 14-14, 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Major League Baseball tonight, the Kansas City Royals scored first, but now trail, top of the third, White Sox 2, Royals 1, and that's on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Minnesota has scratched out a couple. Detroit leads Minnesota 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning. Oakland, who's tied with the Royals in the wild card chase, scoreless at Texas in the bottom of the third inning. And Seattle already won today. They beat Toronto by a score of 7-5, so they're 2.5 back in the wild card. So even if the Royals win tonight, they do not clinch a berth. So I think we've got everything knocked out that we could possibly give you tonight. So we will say thanks for joining us on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Folks, enjoy some great high school sports. It's homecoming here for Wilcox Hildreth, and wherever you're having homecoming, maybe this week, hope you're able to enjoy it. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at 6:30 from Gibbon as the Buffaloes take on Wood River here on Classic Hits. Again, wrapping things up here, it was Southern Valley over Wilcox Hildreth 25-15, 25-22. Axtell beat Southern Valley 25-19, 25-18, and then Axtell beat Wilcox Hildreth for the second time this season, 25-13, 25-11. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks again to all the sponsors and to Vic Young and the crew here at Wilcox for their hospitality. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR Sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.